leaders across Wisconsin expressed their condolences to the families of two police officers who were shot and killed Saturday in western Wisconsin. The State Department of Justice is investigating. It's Monday, April 10th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Grove. Coming up, Rich Kramer reports on a new University of Wisconsin plan that would raise tuition at some two-year campuses, and a solar energy installer accused of scamming customers out of thousands of dollars is the subject of a new criminal investigation. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Elected leaders and law enforcement expressed sadness after two police officers died during an exchange of gunfire at a traffic stop in western Wisconsin on Saturday. Danielle Kading reports the Wisconsin Department of Justice is now investigating the shooting, which happened in Cameron.
A Chautauqua police officer conducting a traffic stop Saturday afternoon exchanged gunfire with a suspect. That officer and another from the Cameron Police Department died at the scene. The suspect was transported to a hospital where they later died. Governor Tony Evers tweeted Sunday that he and his wife, Kathy, are praying for those mourning the tragic loss. Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes worked for 10 years at the Chautauqua Police Department and says he knew one of the officers who was killed. He says it's a loss for the entire community.
It really puts in perspective the dangers of the job that we do every day and how what could be considered a quote-unquote normal day could turn into the last day.
Investigators are reviewing evidence and plan to submit a report of their findings to the Barron County District Attorney. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin is set to receive around $139 million this year to upgrade drinking water infrastructure. More than half of that money will go towards replacing lead service lines. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources expects the money to be awarded in October as part of annual funding for the state's Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. The money includes additional funding through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Jim Ritchie with the DNR says around $81 million will be set aside for replacement of lead lines.
We're very excited about the lead service line funding coming through Wisconsin. And then the emerging contaminants, the PFAS funding is new funding, really, and there's a growing need.
The money includes $13 million to address PFAS contamination. The harmful forever chemicals have been linked to public wells in cities like Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Wausau. The Dane County Sheriff's Office has launched an investigation into Sun Badger Solar. Gabby Vinnick reports the company allegedly scammed people who paid thousands of dollars to install solar panels on their roofs.
The office received five complaints last week from homeowners who say the Waukesha-based company failed to do the work. In all, that resulted in about $165,000 in combined losses. The law in question is theft by contractor. That's according to Elise Schaefer, the office spokesperson.
This is not something that's just happening in Dane County. This is happening in surrounding counties also. So this will probably rise to more of a statewide investigation.
WPR previously reported that the company halted work on solar projects in January. An attorney for Sun Badger's president said in a statement that the president and company are working to find solutions for customers. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new Wisconsin Policy Forum report found a proposed flat income tax would give an average tax cut of more than $100,000 for the wealthiest residents in the state. But Wisconsinites who make more than $1 million would see an average increase of nearly $40,000 under Governor Tony Evers' plan. Even so, Republicans on the Budget Committee have said they will not support a flat tax. Jason Stein is the author of the report.
I think there's good reason to think that neither one of these plans will become law in its current form.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum report found that lower-income earners would benefit more from Evers' proposal. A flat tax would likely yield more benefits for those with higher incomes. Both plans come as lawmakers are figuring out what to do with the record $7.1 billion surplus. A recently released audit finds Wisconsin officials often lagged behind on requirements for monitoring people on parole or probation. Sarah Lear has more.
More than 60,000 Wisconsinites are subject to monitoring and other restrictions. That's because they've been sentenced to probation or are on what's known as parole or extended supervision after getting out of prison. But a new report from Wisconsin's nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau finds the Department of Corrections failed to complete initial risk assessments in a timely manner more than a third of the time. Those check-ins are meant to gauge someone's risk of reoffending. They also help determine how strict the terms of someone's supervision are. The Department of Corrections secretary is disputing those findings, arguing auditors used flawed methodology. He also says auditors didn't fully account for assessments that couldn't be completed because the people being supervised had fled or otherwise didn't cooperate. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, tuition at former University of Wisconsin System two-year colleges in northeastern Wisconsin will increase by around $1,300 over 4 years. As Rich Kramer reports, it's part of UW-Green Bay's One University, Four Locations strategy.
UW-Green Bay has increased access to bachelor's degree programs at its Marinette, Manitowoc, and Sheboygan campuses. Recently, the UW System Board of Regents approved a 13.5% tuition increase for students attending Green Bay's alternate locations. The plan is to have their tuition match what the university charges in Green Bay. Chancellor Michael Alexander says students in Green Bay shouldn't have to pay more than others taking the same class.
And you have the same professor who's credentialed exactly the same way, and half of the students are paying one rate and the other half is paying the other. I don't know why that's fair.
Following a 10-year freeze, tuition for all Wisconsin undergrads will increase by an average of 5% this fall. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Rob Menser. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a rating, and a review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.